he'd look around maliciously and say, it's time for some ugly women. I said, Daddy, it's 4:30 in the morning. He said, son, that's the only time we're going to be able to snag this particular ugly woman. I said, what do you mean, Daddy? He said, you ever seen a woman that brings the newspapers around? Ah, man. God, get you a dog. Benjamin's bosom. Hair ain't been washed in weeks. Face never seen makeup. Teeth in desperate need of all the doctor.
I said, stop it, Daddy. You're making my mouth water.
I ain't going to be able to get my jeans up. He said, don't bother with your jeans, son. Just put your bathrobe on. Come with me. So me and my daddy, we both had our bathrobes on. We waited. Sure enough, we seen that beat-up old van of hers come round the corner, and Daddy and I hot-footed our bathrobes and slippers down the block. 4:30 in the morning, wasn't nobody around. She looked a little startled. She said, can I help y'all? Daddy said, yes, ma'am, we're on your route, and it's my son here, and we wanted to say to you that, well, frankly, every morning when we read the paper, it's nicer to read because the lingering scent of your sweet perfume gets stuck on it, and I can't even concentrate on the paper. I'm just breathing that perfume, and I just wanted to look at you and see you and breathe that perfume a little closer. Well, she blushed because she never had anybody talk to her like that, and I said, yes, ma'am, and my father speaks for me, too. You are the sweetest thing, and I just want to know it's out of line, but it's 4:30 in the morning, and ain't nobody looking. I just wonder if I could have me little kids. And she said, well, all right, what, ain't gonna hurt nobody. Come on back here. We climb in the back of the van on top of them newspapers, and oh, one kiss led to another before you know it. Oh, Nelly. I was wailing away. It was... I said, come on, son, hurry up. I want to slice you. I said, hang on a second, Daddy. He said, hurry. He grabbed my hips. He started working me double time. Come on, I get it. See, I want to go slow, but Daddy wouldn't let me. He grabbed it. I said, that's no fair. Now, he said, hey. He said, all right, little miss. Yeah. He grabbed her by the ankle, smearing newspaper print all over her thong. He said, all right, now watch a man go to town. Sure enough, Daddy started wailing away. I said, see how you like it. I grabbed his hips and started working them real fast. She looked at her watch. She said, my God, I gotta deliver. Look at the time here. I gotta go. Y'all are sweet. Thank you so much. I said, thank you, ma'am. And she climbed back into the front of that van and smeared her way down the block. It was unbelievable. Normally when she threw the paper up on our porch, it would either get in the porch, it would hit the dog, it would land in the bushes. This time, it just kind of stuck to the side of the house.
How's this for Saturday morning cartoons? It's the best of...